Today's show is brought to you by Bogart Extractors, an industry leader in hydrocarbon extraction. Over the last decade, Bogart has implemented many new technologies which have helped to revolutionize the way hydrocarbon extractions are performed. Each unit is made with sanitary stainless steel and is built and tested right here in the USA. Their certified system for use in licensed facility meet all NFPA and ASME standards and undergo peer reviewed by third-party engineers to ensure facilities and its employees can operate safely. Beyond simply making a functional extractor, Bogart has many additional features which make extraction faster and more cost-effective compared to other manufacturers. These features include hydrocarbon failing films to supercharge evaporation rates, heavy-duty explosion-proof pumps for flammable liquids and vapors, industrial chillers capable of maintaining large tanks of solvent at temperatures below 60 Celsius. They also offer extensive tech support and consultation services. So whether you need to set up an extraction lab from scratch or you just need some replacement gaskets, give them a call at 855-553-3887 or check out their website at www.bogart.com.
Welcome to The Hemp Show, the show that gives you access to the world of wholesale hemp, from raw materials to finished goods and everything in between. I'm your host, Mark Rastelli. Hello and welcome to the December Hemp Show, powered by CanTrade. My name is Mark Rastelli. I'm the CEO of CanTrade and the host of The Hemp Show. Next up on The Hemp Show, I'd like to welcome Justin Hoffman, the CEO and co-founder of Hidden Pine Farms, located in North Central Minnesota. Justin manages every aspect of the business from plant to product, specializing in sales, marketing, and company relations. Justin comes from a family of farmers. For this reason, he strongly believes in respecting and preserving the land for future generations while supplying communities with the highest quality product. He is passionate about the endless opportunities that the cannabis plant can offer humanity, and he works to ensure that everyone has access to these life-changing benefits. Thank you for joining us, Justin, and welcome to The Hemp Show.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Doing excellent. Glad to have you. So want to know everything you're doing, you know, everything about Hidden Pine Farms and all the products, you know, wherever you'd like to start.
Yeah, well, welcome to Hidden Pine Farms Canna Kitchen. So we're on location in our kitchen where we actually make our products today. We're pretty happy. The sun's shining. It's December in the north, so it's a good day up here. A little bit about our company. We've been growing for 2 years. We used to be vegetable farmers and decided to switch over to hemp just to try to help our community and really get the benefits of cannabinoids out to everyone that we know and really help people with the issues that they have. So with that being said, we have quite a few different products. I'll start with our topicals. In our development of all of our products, we really wanted to, you know, make the best possible tasting, smelling, and texture of products that we could possibly have. So there was a lot of R&D research that went into this. We probably spent at least 6 months developing these. I'll start with our topicals anyway here. We have a water-based cream. You'll notice that our labels are very nice. They look great on the shelf. Customers typically purchase by sight. So we really did a lot to make sure that our labels were appealing to customers and it was something that they want to put in their hands and purchase. The cream is a water-based topical. On the market right now, there's a lot of salves and gels and balms. These are actually high-quality cosmetic products with CBD in them. So we didn't want to just put something out there that was like, you know, here's Watkins salve and we threw some CBD into it. So I'm going to go through a little bit of the ingredients that we use. They're all natural, all organic. The water-based is mainly aloe juice, which is, you know, helps aid in reducing acne, psoriasis, and dermatitis. E-wax, which is an emulsifier, which holds everything together. Our mango butter, which is a wrinkle preventer, Great for bug bites. Stearic acid, it retains water loss and helps with itching also. Vitamin E, which is an great for inflammation and a bedtime application. And then obviously our CBD. We recommend this for a facial topical. We do have the other butter here that's more of a body topical, but this one we recommend for the face and maybe your hands. And those both come in a 1,000 and a 2,000 milligram potency. And then we move on to our body butter, which this is an oil-based product. So I'll go through some of the ingredients on this here for you. Mango butter, which is great for inflammation and bug bites, just like the cream was. Shea butter, which is has fatty acids in it, which is great for soothing the skin. Coconut oil, which has antioxidants. Sweet almond oil, great for sun damage and scars. Beeswax, great for healing wounds. And jojoba oil, which softens and moistens the skin. And then arrowroot, which is a skin, makes it your skin silkier. And then obviously our CBD. And this comes in a 1,000 and a 2,000 milligram potency.
Excellent. So then, quick question before you move on between those two. Sure. As a CBD topical user, what would be the difference between the water-based versus the oil-based as far as, you know, what I would say be using them for?
Yeah. So the cream is going to be more for a facial topication, like I said.
Okay.
I have a lot of customers that I've spoken to. We like to get feedback. So this is more the oil is for like drier skin. If you have drier skin, I've actually had customers who've used this for shingles, if you can believe that. Arthritis, obviously it aids in that, you know, people are different. So, but yes, more of a facial cream here, nighttime cream.
Okay.
Versus a joint pain in the butter.
Yeah, that makes sense. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
All right. So then we have our Kixo After Ink. So this is a tattoo butter, which basically has everything that our body butter has, but this has vitamin E in it. And there is no scent in this. I have to go back here. These the scents on these are fantastic. They're a sweet almond flavor. And we wanted to try to make it general neutral so men and women could both enjoy it. So, and then back to this, sorry. This doesn't have any scent in it, so it won't irritate any type of the trauma you get from a tattoo. So, and those are 500 milligrams.
Now correct me if I'm wrong, would obviously the trauma from it's designed for the trauma from a tattoo. However, you could use it on, you know, other things, road rashes, stuff like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have a patient who had some skin cancer removed and she used this to recover with, and it worked fantastic for her.
Very cool.
Yeah. So then we'll move on to our Canakiss lip softener, which is a lip balm. It has 100 milligrams of CBD in it, which is a lot more than you'd see in the market today. Mm-hmm. Up north, it gets cold. You know, it's kind of different in the south. They probably don't use a whole lot of lip balm, but this stuff is fantastic and it tastes great. So it's a very good product. Sweet almond, coconut oil, beeswax, and mango butter, basically. And then our CBD goes into that. So, and another great looking label for the shelf, very appealing to customers.
Excellent.
And then I'll move on to our infused oils here. We have, this is our basic tinctures here. They come in three different flavors. There's strawberry, cheesecake, raspberry, and grape. These are MCT based using a CO2 extracted distillate. Let's see. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry, 1,000 and 2,000 milligram potency. And then we also have it in a spray too. So it's a little bit more convenient. You can bring it with you. You're not out there, you know, trying to do it in your car. You can just take a couple sprays while you're in the vehicle or wherever you're at, and it makes it a little bit simpler for you.
The O-Cannabis Conference and Expo returns to Toronto June 1st through the 3rd, and there are still good booth locations available. This exciting event is free for cannabis retailers and will feature Tommy Chung receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award at the O Cannabis Industry Awards. For more information about exhibiting or to register to attend, go to ocannabis.com. That's OCANNABIZ.com.
And then we do have a pet line of tinctures here. They're called Furry Tail Tinctures. These are 500 milligrams, and they come in baked ham, bacon, and rotisserie chicken, which I even like the rotisserie chicken.
Well, that was going to be my next question is, I would bet people are probably having those as well, huh?
Yeah, right. Would have been great for Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And then we move on to our flower. We did three strains this year. Really popular CBG, the white from Oregon CBD. This turned out very well. Right now for wholesale, we're only selling it in the quarters in these jars right here. We can accommodate other customers if they have different ways they'd like this to be packaged, a Mylar bag or whatever. And we can either put our label on it or not have any label at all for them. So, and then these are two CBD strains that we have, which is a Dream Tonic. Extremely bright green color. I don't know if the camera will even pick that up and focus on it at all.
Yeah, we can, it's a little blurry, but we can see the color.
Takes a second.
For those that are listening, it's a pretty solid green in the can. However, the little too blurry to see the trichomes.
Sorry.
That's all right.
We have great pictures on CanTrade to check out. Nice close-up. So if anybody's wondering. And then this is kind of our cream of the crop for this year. It's called an Abracadabra. This is a craft strain, pretty rare, very high in CBD. At the CBD and CBDA, you're upwards of 20%. So very good. This is a really dense flower, and it's got dark colors to it. Great trichomes, and the nose on this is fantastic, and it smokes beautifully. So that's about it.
So that wraps up the product line. So I got a few questions for you. Sure. Now, can you talk a bit about what's your extraction methods for the cannabinoids, and then what form of cannabinoid you're using for infusion, as far as isolate, distillate, full spectrum, and so on? Can you elaborate on that for me?
Absolutely. We use a local Minnesota lab to do the extraction for us. We don't have the capability to do that here in our canna kitchen. So we do have another lab do that. We strictly use full spectrum. All of our products are full spectrum. We strongly believe in the entourage effect. Mm-hmm. We can make products that are isolates, T-freeze, and broads, but we really choose to do the full spectrum.
And the lab that you're utilizing, do you know what form of extraction method they use? Is it, say, ethanol, CO2?
CO2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That basically took us all the way up to the time frame. So if there's anything else you'd like to share with us, you got about another 20, 30 seconds.
Sure. Yeah. So one of the things, being a seed to shelf company, we have the ability to listen to our customers. If they want something different, like say, if they come and say, "Hey, Justin, my customers are asking for a root beer tincture," we can make that for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're very flexible. We like the feedback. And if people need different products, you know, please come to us and we'll try to work with you to do whatever we can to make that happen.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, yeah, definitely. So there's a lot of ways to get in touch with you. If you're interested in connecting with Justin and Hidden Pine Farms, please add them to your network on CanTrade. You can also place orders and ask questions directly from the Hidden Pine Farms wholesale store posted in the webinar chat, also in the CanTrade feed and in the podcast and YouTube show notes. Once again, thank you for joining us, Justin.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks, everybody.
Good to see you.